scary stories for modern minds. Episode 9, Autopilot. The day couldn't have been more gloriously beautiful. The sky hung in a heavy, deep blue, clear as a sapphire, and a crisp breeze made the changing leaves flutter, turning the skyline into a vision in yellow and red and orange. Autumn was in the air, and it was a time of relief from the heat of the long summer. People emerged from their homes in sweaters and light jackets, replacing shorts and sandals with jeans and boots, enjoying the cool weather and the promise of pumpkin spice. It was a time for treating oneself. On this day, a woman named Helen donned her favorite beanie and knee-high boots and made her way out into the world, intending to give herself a special day full of such treats. Her first stop was the local coffee shop for a cup of hot apple cider to go.
Helen?
That's me.
Enjoy your cider.
You too. I mean, thank you.
Helen hurried out, cheeks pink with embarrassment. She tried to forget about it on her way to a nearby shop where she planned to buy herself some autumn-themed scented candles.
Your receipt's in the bag. Thanks so much for shopping with us.
You too.
She rushed from the shop, praying her faux pas had gone unnoticed. The movie theater was the next stop. If a gently humorous, formula-driven romantic comedy couldn't drive her mistake from her mind, nothing could.
Okay, your movie is playing in Theater 8. Enjoy the film.
You too.
Helen couldn't seem to stop herself. It was as though her mouth was working ahead of her brain. She could barely focus on the film, not even when the symmetrically faced couple finally got together in the end. Perhaps she just needed a good meal to focus herself.
All right, here we go. Enjoy your meal. You too!
Helen threw money onto the table and fled the restaurant, but she couldn't outrun the words she had spoken. They chased her on the chilly autumn wind, following her through the streets.
You too, you too, you too.
She ducked and dodged the reminders of her flubbing, careening around corners as fast as her legs would carry her.
You too, you too.
She was so focused on getting away from her mistake that she didn't see the bus. Helen hovered for days between life and death, waking in the hospital by some miracle. Her doctor looked her over, checking her vitals and making notes in her chart.
You're very lucky, Helen. You've survived something most people wouldn't. I'll be back to check on you again soon.
Doctor, I'm so grateful. Thank you for saving my life.
You too.
Scary Stories for Modern Minds was created, written, edited, and voiced by Caroline Minks, with graphic design by Kate Cipolla and music by Gavin Crockett.